Hey, Rach, your hair and makeup for the last race day we went to was flawless.
Why, thank you.
Because I usually only see you in activewear.
But yes.
Lee McCoy did her magic and you looked amazing.
Yeah, if you are getting married or even just having an event, you want to look and stand out, you want to feel your best, then our girl Lee McCoy is the answer.
Yeah, Lee's all about making women feel empowered, strong and beautiful at any age.
Not only hair and makeup, but styling too. When you say stylist, right, you think you have to be rich and famous to have one. But Lee McCoy has packages to suit everyone, from Gucci to Kmart and everything in between. If you have a particular occasion or just want a wardrobe refresh, then Lee McCoy is your girl.
Visit leemccoy.com for more or send her a message on Insta at leemccoy_. L-E-I-G-H-M-C-C-O-Y _. Podcast. That's the question we ask in this podcast. Am I a bad mum? But Rach, we also have our other podcast out, which is called Girls Plus Wine Equals Inappropriate Conversation. So if you sort of like this chat, but you want it to be without kids and a little bit more X-rated.
Do you want to know a fun fact about that, actually, from my morning this morning? I had a young gentleman at my house from Safer Pest Control. I told him about our podcast. He said, he started chatting and he said something and I was like, I've got a podcast with a friend. I've got two. And he goes, what are they? And I was like, well, one of them is Am I a Bad Mom? And this is what it's about, blah, blah, blah. I said, and the other one, and I got really excited, I said, is Girls Plus One Equals Inappropriate Conversations. I was like, do you have a girlfriend, a wife, like a partner? He goes, yeah, I've got a girlfriend. He goes, but I love listening to different podcasts. I'll have to listen. My hesitation to him was, oh gosh, if he listens to that, he is never going to come back to my house to do another pest control.
Or he will.
But
he knows your secret.
And he will be looking in my top drawer.
It is Friday, and on Fridays we... We flashback Friday. Today's when our kids were younger. We had different obstacles and different hurdles.
Yes. Yeah, all along the way, we have these moments of like, oh, remember when that happened? Because realistically, everyone says this, that life goes really fast when you have kids.
Yeah.
And when you're in the thick of it, when they're a bit younger, you do feel like life sort of pauses and goes on hold. So then we have these flashback Fridays of moments where you go, oh shit, remember that happening?
Yeah, there's a saying, isn't there? The nights are long, but the days are short. The nights are long, but...
I can't even help you here.
The nights are long, but the years are short. Something like that. That works anyway.
Did you just make that up? So let's just use Katie's analogy there. No, we're just going back, flashing back today for Friday, and we're going all the way back. And this is a longer version for you because your girls have been doing this for a long time. Let's go back to the first ever dance concert.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about dance on this podcast because we've both got two dancers each.
It's that time of year again as well. And we didn't think for a long time that we were going to be having the end of year concerts because of COVID and blah, blah, blah.
So excited. I am so excited for it.
You're in the thick of concert buying.
Yeah, we're in the, like, just doing my usual thing that I do, which is leave everything to the last minute and then try and get to every shop in Brisbane that is of dance related and find what I need because I've left it to the last minute.
Yeah. And you know what, on top, just thinking of that, because I feel like I've been quite organized this year, but I've just remembered we have to have a face mask to go into the theater.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Or the kids are wearing the mask on stage.
No, they don't have to. We just have to wear it to and from the theatre. But when we're sat in the theatre watching the concert, we can take it off. So work that out, because old mate next to you.
Does COVID stop once you sit?
Yeah.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? COVID stops when you sit.
Coughing and spluttering, but I won't catch it because I'm in the theatre now.
Yeah, you're in the theatre.
If I was walking in, I might catch it.
Maybe they've sanitised
the theatre or something. Maybe they're social distance. But anyway, I remember going back to when they first started dance, it was just for fun. It's very professional now. There's lots of people, you know, spending hours and hours and hours. The kids are rehearsing for a long time and it's all very – to the point where – they're not allowed to eat in their costumes, no food, in case they get something on their costume. They're not allowed to wear the costume to and from the theatre. They have to take it in those plastic bags. And I remember back, even when we started this podcast, saying, I'm not buying those garment bags. I'm not buying those. They need three. They've got three costumes. I don't want to buy. Just take it in a bag. It's once a year.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
I remember your girls.
I followed your lead on that because your girls had been dancing for a long time before mine. And I was bloody freaking out with the first concert. I remember that. I think this is our third concert. And definitely don't feel like a pro at it. I remember rocking up and taking their uniforms in like a Woolies bag. And I'm talking like I hadn't even taken it out of the plastic yet. And so I'd put the plastic bags in the Woolies bag and rocked up and saw all of this fun-filled stuff that I was like, oh my gosh, I am so out of my depth right now. This is ridiculous. I learned very quickly how it all works and what you're meant to do. The kids have a different way of wanting to do things as well. Like the girls saw everyone with the makeup, you know, like I've been really like, oh, you don't need a full face of makeup now.
They have to.
It's compulsory.
I didn't want them to have a full face of makeup either, but that's more about being able to see their face on stage with all the lights.
Yeah.
But, yeah, going back to those days, I did nothing like I was supposed to like that. You're supposed to stitch your name inside. I think I wrote it on with a Sharpie.
I was still going to do that this year.
Do people sew labels on these days?
I don't.
Do people even
do
that?
Sew. I cannot sew for the life of me.
You could staple it on. We've talked a lot about how you can use a stapler instead of sewing.
Yeah, I would definitely consider that. Elsie's little number, her little dress, is so cute. It's ridiculous that I don't know that I think that staples might show up through the sequins.
And what about when you wash them as well? Like if you've stapled...
I definitely won't be washing anything because, you know, like that person that washes something and then it turns different colours, that's what would be happening with us. And even Elsie goes, oh, you can take that home tonight, Mum, and you can wash it and then I can try it on tomorrow or I can wear it. And I was like, no, I'm not washing it. And I made this joke in front of one of the other mums and she went, oh, don't wash it. Don't do anything. Don't put it anywhere. And I was like, oh, no, like I wouldn't have washed it anyway. It's fine. The lead up to these dance concerts is that I'm now the same as you. I've bought the garment bags. The best thing ever. God.
Yeah, I bought this in to show you because I actually purchased
the compartments
a garment bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put your hair clips in it and your
yours is a lot flasher than ours. Like yours got a name on it and everything. It's crazy.
Because they've got a shop. Everything's got a name on it.
Oh, you got a shop. You get your own shop. I know about like three or four different dance shops in Brisbane now that I go to because, like I said, I leave everything
there to last minute. There are only three or four, which is why they're so bloody expensive.
Yeah, yeah. And they sell out because everyone, all the dance companies are doing the same thing right now. It's dance time.
We should go into this. Block, for example, $70 for a leotard for a child. $70.
You have no choice, though. You have to do it.
We need to get better at sewing so that we can sew some leotards and start selling them. Not as much as that. We'll make it cheaper than Block because probably be a little less professional, maybe $40.
That could be a good side business.
I wonder how we could incorporate the stapler. I wonder if it could be like a, you know, like you get certain brands that do certain things, you know, they've got their trademark brand.
What's yours going to be?
Ours could be the stapled leotard.
As in like once your kid gets in, you just staple it on?
Staple,
once
cut out the front and we'll cut out the back instead of having to sew it up the sides. staple it together, and that can be the brand, that can be the trademark.
Staples. Don't worry if your kid's getting stabbed in the side with staples while they're trying to do a dance concert.
We imagine? Have to get the paint stuff that makes it not rust. Because you have to.
Or the fact that
it.
Staples are not black, and if you've got a black leotard, you just got all these silver staples just down the side. What happened to you? Why is your sides all scratched up? Well,
we've gone for this new brand of leotard. It's cheaper. It's half the price.
So much cheaper. Well, this is the thing. You go through so many leotards, all of that. It's quite scary.
How are you going with shoes, though? Because we're only a couple of weeks until the end of the term.
Yeah.
The shoes still fitting? Tap shoes. They're expensive.
The tap shoes.
They're going to be wearing those tap shoes until their toes are poking out.
We were super lucky because Gracie must have complained to one of her dance teachers about her tap shoes being too tight. This makes me sound terrible. So they must have a secondhand area that I believe is on a Facebook page that I'm not attached to.
Yeah.
And so her teacher has gone in and found her a new pair of secondhand tap shoes and then has given them to her to train in and then bring home and go, oh, just tell your mum she owes me $20. So I went, oh, geez, that was easy. You're just going to wait for her to complain to the teacher that her feet are too sore in the current shoes.
and then do all the work for me.
Yeah, and then she'll just go, oh, poor Gracie, I'll just have to get her the secondhand ones and then your mum can fix her up. I didn't know about the secondhand area because that is just smart. These shoes.
$20.
$20. And I feel like I'm winning.
You are going to be jumping on that Facebook page.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm going to go on it too.
I'm going to...
$20
tap shoes, you'll be in them too. Oh, you'll just be like, why is there a mum on stage? Well, she bought herself a pair of $20.
No, not doing it.
If you are getting married or even just having an event, you want to feel your best, our girl Lee McCoy is the answer.
Yeah, Lee's all about making women feel empowered, strong and beautiful at any age, transforming women both internally and externally.
So not only hair and makeup, but styling too. Lee McCoy has packages to suit everyone.
Visit leemccoy.com for more or send her a message on Insta at leemccoy_LEIGHMCCOY_